The Millionaire's Baby by Anna K. Green, Chapter 1. Two Little Shoes. The morning of August 18th was a memorable one to me. For 2 months I had had a run of bad luck. During that time I had failed to score in at least 3 affairs of unusual importance, and the result was a decided loss in repute as well as great financial embarrassment. As I had a mother and 2 sisters to support, and knew but 1 way to do it, I was in a state of profound discouragement. This was before I took up the morning papers. After I had opened and read them, not a man in New York could boast of higher hopes or greater confidence in his power to rise by 1 bold stroke from threatened bankruptcy to immediate independence. The paragraph which had occasioned this amazing change must have passed under the eyes of many of you. It created a widespread excitement at the time, and raised in more than 1 breast the hope of speedy fortune. It was attached to, or rather introduced, the most startling feature of the week, and it ran thus: A Fortune for a Child, by cable from Southampton. A reward of $5,000 is offered by Philo Ocumpaugh to whoever will give such information as will lead to the recovery, alive or dead, of his 6-year-old daughter, Gwendolyn, missing since the afternoon of August the 16th, from her home on the Hudson, New York, USA. $50,000 additional and no questions asked, if she is restored unharmed within the week to her mother at Homewood. All communications to be addressed to Samuel Atwater, on the Hudson. A minute description of the child followed, but this did not interest me, and I did not linger over it. The child was no stranger to me. I knew her well, and consequently was quite aware of her personal characteristics. It was the great amount offered for her discovery and restoration which moved me so deeply. $50,000. A fortune for any man. More than a fortune to me, who stood in such need of ready money. I was determined to win this extraordinary sum. I had my reason for hope, and, in the light of this unexpectedly munificent reward, decided to waive all